It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Children, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. It's a good Friday edition of Rush to Reason. We'll get into the movies and that here in a moment. We've got Immaculate and Godzilla, X-Kong, The New Empire. Don't forget hour number two. We're going to be doing your favorite either inspirational or religious movies, whatever works. We're not going to be particular on that. If there's a movie that inspires you, given what this weekend actually is, then that's how that will work. Andy's, of course, with me. Andy, how's your Friday so far?
It's going very well, sir. How are you?
Very good. And Alan Davis joining us as well. We'll get things started off here with Alan from Level Engineering. Alan, how are you? And your good Friday.
I'm great, John. It's an honor to be here with you.
Well, appreciate you joining us. All right, talk to us about, I know I've talked about this some even in my nurtures, what I talk about with you before your commercials run, the C-PACE program, which for a lot of folks, they may not even understand what that is. Explain real quick what C-PACE is and how that can affect some that are in business or ag.
You bet. So, John, the C-PACE program is currently at 5.99%. It's a loan that a bank will give you if you are a commercial property owner.
Okay.
And so for it to be commercial, that means not residential. So it can be an agricultural property where you've got cattle and you want to be energy independent, or maybe it's a church, or maybe like this week, what we're most excited about, we did an auto repair company. We started their project this week, and it's really exciting because they wanted to lump in a couple of projects with it, with the solar, and we weren't able to do that. It ended up, we were trying to actually get the bays where all the workers could be, have electric power and be warm, and we weren't able to do that. We weren't able to convert the natural gas over to electric, but we were able to get solar on their building and got it all approved by the city already, and anyway, to begin, there's about a year that it takes to move over the power bill over to the solar bill and it goes on as an assessment, which is like the property tax. So for a year, they're not going to make a payment on their power bill. So they're going to have a year without the power bill.
Got it.
And that's incredibly helpful to their cash flow. But before they even make the first payment, which is not going to be very much different than what they're paying for their power now, they're going to receive the tax credit back from the federal government, which now is 30% is the upfront tax credit that you get. And then you're eligible for another deduction called MACRS, which is 26%, but that's spread out over 5 years. And then, of course, from Xcel Energy, you get a 4 cent per kilowatt per month rebate that you receive in the mail every month for the first 20 years after you sign up for the project.
Gotcha. So that all that, for those of you listening, that's not on the residential side. That's on the commercial ag church side, right?
Yes.
Make sure that say that correctly,
right,
Alan. Okay, perfect. Now, is there any qualifiers? Does somebody have to be a certain size, a certain age of building, anything along those lines? Or it's strictly if you're a ag or a commercial property, a church even, that's really all that matters? And, of course, making sure that the building has enough sunlight on it and so on and so forth. I get all of that, but is there any other qualifiers?
There's only two catches. The first catch is there has to be enough sunlight to the roof. And again, that's why we've had success with churches, because usually churches don't have trees blocking their...
Typically flat roof. And
flat roof.
Right.
And, yeah. And
businesses and, much the same way.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, the second catch, is that that basically you have to, you know, basically qualify for the loan. Now, the loan is non-recourse, so qualifying for the loan means the building can
support.
Is on
the hook, basically.
Yeah,
right.
The building can produce enough income to do it. So, like, if it's a church, obviously the church, you know, because their tithes and offerings, they're going right. to have money to pay. But if it's a multifamily unit, it, you know, is it rented out? You know, can
gotcha. That's a different situation.
Yeah. So it's not whether the owner can pay. It's whether or not the building can
correct.
Pay.
Makes right. sense. Makes sense. Again, for those of you listening, that's one of those where give Alan a call. He can walk you through all of that. That's the best way to do that, Level Engineering, 303-378-7537. You can also, if you're driving and you forget any of this, you can always go right to either rushtoreason.com. You can also go to klzradio.com and find Alan that way. And a lot of you even do this. If you got any questions, just send a text message on the text line, and I'll get you in touch with Alan. I've done that as well, so that works out pretty well also. So
yeah, that's right. And once the building goes solar, there's no increases to the power bill ever
right.
again.
It's nice and flat.
Yeah, it's nice and flat. And right now in Colorado, the typical increase is between 15 to 20% a year for all three levels of, you know,
right.
of things that they do. So, you know, what people...
Time
you know,
of use is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, well, time of use is the second tier. There's the normal 6% increase every
right.
year that they do. Time of use or the smart meter, you can call it either one. It's from 1 to 7 p.m. for Xcel Energy. They charge you...
Which in the case of businesses, you guys are already on that. They've been doing the businesses yeah. that way for a very long time.
Right, yeah. And the final is what's called demand, and that's for power that you don't use.
Right.
But they have to make it available to you.
Got it.
So there's an extra charge for power you don't use. And when people say that, I said, you know, you got to be kidding. That can't be true. You know, they said, oh no, we, you know, Xcel Energy has to make that available for you, and because it's available, you have to pay for it. So just one more point here. There's two things that are happening that people need to understand, and there's a reason for these power bill increases. One is that when people go solar, you know, it's important to note, when they go solar, they're no longer a customer for the power company, so the power company doesn't make money off them anymore. And like any business, the power company has to make more money every year. So what do? They just charge the customers that are left that didn't
right.
go solar for the power. And, you know, and the second thing is the upgrade of the infrastructure. Every year they're required, especially because of electric vehicles, about 1 out of 10 vehicles is electric, you know, that's on the road now. And when you look at that, that's a tremendous extra demand on the grid. So they have to upgrade the grid to do that. And they pass that increase along to you. And that's why 2 years ago we got that instead of the 6% normal increase, we got that 30.5%.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Again, 303-378-7537. If you forget that, go to klzradio.com. Alan, happy Good Friday to you. I know it's a solemn Good Friday for those of us in that world, so I don't want to say happy, but you know what I mean. Have a
right.
good Friday, and then, of course, a great Easter in a couple of days.
I'm very grateful, John. Thanks for having me.
Likewise,
today.
Alan. Appreciate it very much. That's Level Engineering, 303-378-7537.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
All right, High Five Plumbing is next. Don't forget $100 off your next visit from High Five. Call them today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources, they'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing.
All right, K&R Home Transitions. Take the stress out of buying or selling a home today. Call K&R or find them at klzradio.com.
Catherine and Robin with K&R Real Estate know how to save the day, maximizing your investment. Robin protects you financially with an unmatched level of financial experience, and she doesn't back down to anyone. That protects your money. And Catherine beautifully uses her ability to present your home the best way possible and uses her relational strengths to make sure you maximize the amount of money you can sell your home for. She does this while working closely with the seller's realtor, neighbors and contractors, and anyone else connected with the sale of your home. Both Kat and Robin are fighting for you. And that is so critical for the preservation of your largest financial investment and financial future. Robin doesn't often lose an argument for her client, and Catherine stands up for you in her own unique way. They work together to make you the most money on the sale of your home. Contact Catherine and Robin today at klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210.
All right, if you have a roof problem, give Roof Savers of Colorado a call today. Commercial, residential, flat, peak, doesn't matter the shingle type or the roofing material, Dave can do it all. Dave Hart, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for a movie?
Always. It's Friday.
Yeah, but are you ready for this kind of movie?
I don't know this one very well.
All right.
I didn't research it much.
Horror movie.
Yeah, I didn't research it at all.
I know you don't do horror movies.
Not really.
All right. Well, John, for some reason, Catholic horror movies have made a big comeback. Have you noticed this?
I have noticed that.
They are everywhere. I think Chucky is going to do one as a priest. I mean, it's just every time you got the nun, right? And there have been so many Catholic movies. And we got another one, by the way, coming out next week. And it's Catholic, too. I have no idea why Hollywood has decided the Catholics have to have all their horror movies now, but they're doing it. Well, the latest is the one called Immaculate.
I know God saved me for a reason, but I guess I'm still searching for what that reason is.
Too much blood of Christ.
It's a miracle. You are with child.
Out of all the women in the world, why did he choose?
here. How can we trust what's inside you?
Suffering is love.
No one ever
leaves. Suffering. 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 Is love.
And there you have it, John. In case you missed it, suffering, suffering, suffering. It's very important in this movie.
Suffering.
What do you think?
Suffering.
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 All right. Well, Sydney Sweeney, she stars as Sister Cecilia. And by the way, you'd know her. She's been in a lot of stuff lately, a superstar. She's flying up. She's going to be in movie after movie. She was recently in another horror movie called Madam Web.
Okay.
I call it a horror movie because it was awful and I could barely get through it. And by the way, she was one of those who came out afterward and was basically apologizing for the movie. It was so bad. But moving on, she is Sister Cecilia, a devout young Catholic woman from Detroit who is ready to become a nun.
Okay.
Now, Cecilia is, of course, drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, it is Sydney Sweeney. But she has no regrets embracing a life of celibacy. After taking her vows, she goes to a convent in Italy. Well, the problem is there are dark secrets in this convent, John. And Cecilia, she's been brought in for a specific and horrifying role. This convent is more sinister cult than convent. Creepy. I mean, it's like an X-Files episode, the entire thing is. Well, Father Sal, he appears helpful. He's the father over the place. But we all know about angels of light, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can tell he has dark intentions. Long story short, Cecilia takes a bath with other nuns and winds up pregnant. Now, none of the nuns get her pregnant. It's a weird movie, but it's not that weird, John.
Okay.
Just so you know, but it is weird.
Okay.
Now, she hasn't broken her vows. And surprisingly, she's not greeted with much skepticism. You would think she'd be greeted with more, right? But she really isn't. And they had checked her out before she came in, and she hasn't had any contact with men since then. So, obviously, this is legit.
Okay.
And in fact, she's hailed as basically the next Mary.
Okay.
Well, Cecilia, she's suspicious, of course, and she's concerned about the disappearance of a fellow nun with whom she had become friends. That nun, Sister Gwen, was outspoken and skeptical. And now she's gone, and everyone's excited about the coming child. Soon, Cecilia, though, is on the run from the new savior cult. And they're basically a cult. Well, John, can she survive? And to put it mildly, she's outnumbered. There's way more of them than her. So, you know, I mean, how is she going to get out of there? She's on the run. It is really something, too, the places they have her run, you know, these catacombs and stuff. Very scary stuff. I like that.
Okay.
I know you don't like the... Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't my movie. That's all right.
Well, like I said, they got dark secrets, dark intentions, dark catacombs. There's a lot of dark here, John, and it makes it a very scary movie. But Cecilia must survive, and she's got to figure out what's happening to her and hopefully turn the tables on evil. Well, more importantly, what is the message of Immaculate? Is it a statement on Catholicism, or is it just a horror story with villains? Death cults make for great horror films, but what does Immaculate say about all Catholics in general? That's the story of Immaculate.
Okay.
What do you think?
Vincent, I mean, if you're into scary movies, go for it.
Yeah, there you go.
None with a baby, go for it. What could go wrong?
Yeah, none with a baby. I mean, it happens every day. Okay. No, it doesn't. Well, besides, what works in Immaculate? Well, besides being a bombshell, Sweeney is also a very good scream queen. I didn't know if she would be, but she pulls it off very well. Okay. In the last scene, boy, is she a scream queen. I'll just say that.
Okay.
And does it well. Alvaro Morte, he does a great job as the villainous Father Sal. Now, this is important. Oftentimes, villains fall short in films like this, leaving us without much of an enemy.
Right.
But not Morte.
Right.
Well, you know, when you got one of these kind of thrillers or horror movies, and you don't have a good villain, it just all falls short, doesn't it?
Right.
And this villain, he's good. Now, horror fans, they're going to love the last quarter of the film. They're going to love it a lot. It's got the shocking gore, you know, and all that kind of stuff going on. Lots of shock, though. And horror fans love that.
Okay.
You know, right now I'm talking to horror fans.
Right.
If they want to go to this. It's clear the villains aren't representing Catholicism. And I kind of like this. Only a few hardcore feminist reviewers, and I looked through a few, okay? They would think that this is what Catholics are really like. And they were the only ones, all right? Most people are going to look at this movie and they're going to say, Catholics are nothing like this. No Catholics would believe that any of this was a good thing to do, much less a plausible thing to do. And so I would have a hard time imagining anybody could watch this movie and come out of it thinking this really was about real Catholics. It's not. It's a cult. They're bad people. They've obviously departed from the faith. All right. And so I kind of like that about Immaculate. It's really not. I mean, it's depicting some Catholics in a bad way, but some of every group can be bad. Right.
True.
So there you go.
True.
All right. What doesn't work in Immaculate?
Including conservatives.
Yeah, there's a few of those, too, which
Sorry.
We go through.
I didn't have to say that.
Yes, I know. No,
sorry.
Why not? All right. Well, what doesn't work in Immaculate for such a short film? And it's just over an hour and a half. I mean, this.
Nice and tight.
This puppy is pretty short. But it takes too long to build the dread. We always talk about the timing in horror movies, right?
Right.
If you build the dread too quick, not enough dread.
And it's over. Right.
Right? If you take too long to build it, you lose the audience. This one lost the audience. The middle third of this thing, flat out boring, John.
Okay.
Even with the gore in it, it's boring. The story's not moving along. All you're basically seeing is, well, let me put it this way. The story's already been set up early on, and you're just seeing it kind of play out and drone on for about 30, 40 minutes. And then finally, when it gets to the end, it really ratchets up big time. But I was, you know, I think I slept through the... I didn't actually, but I wanted to.
Gotcha.
It just loses you. The final act is implausible.
Okay.
And this is what I mean. She's 9 months pregnant, and she's an action hero.
Oh, yeah. Not.
Now, you've been through the pregnancy with a number of children.
That ain't happened.
Is a nine-month pregnant woman, literally, and even after the water breaks, is she going around, taking out the bad guys and doing all this kind of...
No.
I mean, next thing, I thought they were going to have her doing cartwheels. I didn't understand this. It's like, guys, none of this is plausible.
Nope.
She couldn't do any of that.
Yeah, you are correct.
And that kind of hurt it. Sweeney's performance, you know, she felt like a good salesman selling a bad product. What you've got here is a boring movie. You've got kind of boring bad guys, which you know, he did a good job, but there were some others who were, eh. And you got... The horror is taking way too long to build. She does a great job. Have you ever seen a movie where somebody is really knocking it out of the park and everything around them is just blah?
Mm-hmm.
That was this movie.
Mm.
It just wasn't working.
Okay.
Another thing, it shows more skin than is necessary.
Okay.
I guess that's because Sweeney was in it. I don't know. But there's just no point to it. And finally, there's a shocking moment to end the movie. I mean, literally in the last 2 seconds. Now, that moment, I guarantee you, is going to be offensive to a lot of people.
Hmm.
I just want to warn you.
Okay.
All right. Rotten Tomatoes gave this 70%. I think that's a little too rich. It's not a horrible movie, but I'm going to give it a quality 2 stars.
Okay.
2 out of 5. It's just not, it's a below average horror movie.
Okay.
And no wonder it came out at this time of year. Political 3, more religious, obviously, with all the imagery. I'm going to give it a 1. But it could have gone lower, John. I mean, like I said, anyone who actually watches this movie and thinks, and by the way, there were a few, and they were ultra feministas, okay?
Okay.
I mean, not just women's power. I believe in that, but I mean the angry ones, right? They were the only ones who looked at this movie and thought that this was actually sketching out Catholicism as it needed to be. Nobody else will.
Okay.
It's just, it's a horror movie, folks. So if you want to go see a horror movie, I think you should wait for the next one, and there will be one next week, because this was just not very good.
Yeah.
There you go. Immaculate.
What about down the road renting?
Me personally, no. Because when I rent a movie, I want it to be pretty tight. That's when movies that you rent, you don't want them to drag through the middle.
No. True.
Right? And this one does.
Unless you're going to go work on the house for a little bit and then come back, I guess.
Good point. Yes, folks. Rent, immaculate, and through the middle third of the movie.
Get your chores done in the middle, and there you go.
Get those chores done. Go make a sandwich. It's a perfect time.
All right, Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Speaking of around the house, if you've got anything you need when it comes to windows or doors, we've got Veteran Windows and Doors, including the front door that he'll do 45% off, including his cost on labor to install. Veteran Windows and Doors, KLZRadio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors believes you are smart to get multiple bids for your windows and doors before you sign any contract. Dave Bancroft, the owner of Veteran Windows and Doors, is confident he will surpass his peers in installation, customer service, and warranties, as well as the fairest prices. Dave hears people complain about the large window and door companies' empty promises with not servicing their needs and lack of knowledge about the products. Veteran Windows and Doors' commitment is to ensure that their customers know exactly what they are buying, from window rating and efficiency levels to real price comparisons, and they always respond to their customers within 24 hours. Wait to sign a contract until you get your final bid from Veteran Windows and Doors, and work with the company that values integrity and stands behind their work and product, guaranteed. Veteran Windows and Doors. Find them at klzradio.com/windows.
For your mortgage needs, give Kurt Rogers, my good friend, a call today. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Group insurance analyst, business, home, auto, health, even E-GIA is the place to go.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush, together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for another movie?
Yeah, I'm acting like Godzilla.
I know.
I like Godzilla movies.
If you were Godzilla, would you want to visit the Empire State Building? I would.
The question is, do you want to be Godzilla or Kong? That is the question, right? Which one do you want to be?
Kong, he does the Empire State. Well, Godzilla's knocked it over in a movie or two. I would want to be Kong.
But Godzilla, you know, isn't he still fire breathing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of a laser fire thing
that
he has going on. I'm not totally sure what it is.
Right. Well, I don't think anybody is.
Okay.
We haven't known for years. We've been watching Godzilla since you and I were kids.
Well, yes, we have.
Absolutely.
And we've seen way too many of them.
Yes, we have.
I like the old ones. You ever see the claymation style?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, those are great.
Grew up on those.
You literally knew you could go on the set and like squish them together.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And make like
and none of the words match the mouth back then.
You could take Godzilla and squish him into an ashtray. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, nothing matched back then.
No, not at all. Okay, well, John,
I'm assuming it does now.
Oh, totally.
Okay, there we go. All right, good.
Are you ready for a movie with two big stars?
Absolutely.
I mean, two huge stars. Well, here it comes with Godzilla. I guess it's Times Kong?
No, it's I think they just say Godzilla,
X-Kong.
Yeah.
Whatever, the new empire.
We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What? Is that a mini Kong?
Oh my God.
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war. What is that?
Can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
The last time those two met up was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. We just have to work together.
Now I have seen everything.
And John, let me tell you something. If you see this movie, you will have seen everything.
The previews kind of give you that indication, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place. All right. Well, last time, as they were seeing, Godzilla kind of pounded Kong down the stretch. But now they've gone their separate ways, John. I guess there's peace in the universe. Godzilla is at the Roman Colosseum.
No.
Well, he's probably waiting for Denver to build our new stadium.
He's in Italy. Gotcha.
He's in Italy. He's hanging out. He's not learning the language, you know, not seeing the
sights. Having a little pasta.
Yeah, maybe doing that. I don't know. He's just not the kind of, yeah. He does have a camera, though.
Okay.
Well, of course. Okay, well, Kong is in Hollow Earth on Skull Island. But, John, he's got a toothache.
Oh.
Well, that makes sense.
Gotta go to the dentist.
Yeah. And he's being watched from the surface by a scientist named Eileen Andrews. She's played by Rebecca Hall and her deaf stepdaughter, Gia. Now, she got this daughter in the last movie.
Right.
Because she was part of a tribe that was in Hollow Earth. All right. Well, fortunately, there's an adventurous veterinarian named Trapper, and he can also be a dentist. So he can help Kong out and put in a new tooth.
Okay.
But there are bad things happening in Hollow Earth, John, as a new monster is taking over. This is Scar King. Scar King.
Scar King.
Yeah, I kind of like the title there. And he's got an army of angry apes and a spinal whip. So he's got a whip made of a long spinal cord.
Okay.
You stay with me here.
Okay.
All right. I want you to hang in there.
I'm with you.
Have some coffee. All right. Well, Kong meets a chimp. Obviously, it's a giant chimp, but it's just a chimp who looks an awful lot like Curious George. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Okay.
He looks like Curious George, but he's a biter.
Okay? Oh, he bites. Okay.
Yeah, he does bite. Well, Curious George leads Kong to a whole tribe of apes. See, Kong thought he was alone, totally alone. But he leads him to a whole tribe of apes in Hollow World. And Scar King is their leader.
Okay.
Now, they fight.
Well, and what kind of creature is Star King?
Well, he's an ape, too.
Oh, he's an ape. Okay.
Yeah, kind of a little different, a little skinnier, a little taller.
But he's still an ape.
Yeah, kind of an NBA type guy.
Same size as like Kong or?
Roughly.
Roughly the same size. Okay.
Yeah, they kind of make, it's kind of hard to describe. That's why I'm struggling with this. How they have him, because he does look different, but he's kind of cool and he's very, very mean and evil.
Okay.
Well, they fight. But Scar King controls a great lizard who breathes ice. Well, that's terrible. So, you know, Kong, of course, gets beat up. Boy, he gets beat up a lot in these movies. You know, he used to win.
No, he gets beat up a lot.
Yeah, now he gets beat up. And in this, his arm is kind of mangled. And more importantly, it gets terrible frostbite from the ice.
Okay.
Because this guy is really bad at shooting ice. Well, Trapper, he adapts a huge metal robotic brace for the arm. No, seriously. And it was actually made before.
A bionic ape arm.
A bionic ape arm
okay.
that he can put on there.
Okay.
And, you can see it in the previews. It's kind of cool looking. And apparently they had developed it before, and it just happened to be laying around. So, hey, let's use it.
Okay.
Well, all the while, another Titan, these are all Titans, by the way. We call them Titans. Another one named Mothra. Do you remember Mothra when you were a kid?
No.
Oh, yeah. Mothra's pretty cool. Well, Mothra is psychically drawing Kong, Godzilla, and what's her name? Gia? All right. To another tribe of humans in Hollow Earth. Okay. Because Mothra is psychic. These humans are all psychic. Gia is psychic. And it turns out she thought that she had no people, but it turns out she does. She has another tribe of them in Hollow Earth. And these are her people. And Mothra is drawing Kong and Godzilla down there.
Got it.
Why? Because of the evil that's taken over, which is basically Scar King. Are you staying with this?
I am.
All right. Well, it turns out Gia, she also has a great purpose, along with Kong and Godzilla. So they have a shared destiny. Well, in the end, we see a free-for-all fight for the ages, and the outcome is not only going to decide Hollow Earth, but Earth itself. And that is Godzilla x Kong. The
so
new
it's
empire.
Like Godzilla and Kong together.
Well, it's Godzilla and Kong squared.
Gotcha.
I
don't know where the X would come from. I guess it's.
It is really confusing. I'm going to say times Kong.
Okay.
That makes
Godzilla
more sense.
Godzilla times Kong.
All right. Well, what works in Godzilla times Kong, the new empire? Rebecca Hill is actually very good as Eileen.
Okay.
She adds some real personality to the film. She's quirky. She's brilliant. She's compassionate. She does a really good job in this movie. Next, for younger viewers, all the sci-fi elements are basically narrated by Eileen and Bernie. I'll get to Bernie in a moment.
Okay.
Bernie and Trapper, they are two characters who provide some comedy. Bernie is a blogger / scientist. Basically, he fell out of favor as a scientist, and now he's a blogger.
Okay.
And so he does a lot of filming. It's okay. The fights. They are epic, of course, and there are some very good fights in this. And much of Hollow Earth is amazing to look at, very similar to Jumanji, that kind of feel, only even cooler.
Okay.
So very good. You can tell where they spent the money. There is no preaching on climate change or anything else. This is just an action movie.
That's kind of nice.
Yes! I was happy to see that. Okay, what doesn't work in Godzilla times Kong, the new empire? The narrators. And you're wondering, narrators? Yeah, basically the two scientists, you will hear them narrating over at times when, like, the apes are together,
mm-hmm.
or when two of these monsters are going at each other, or when they're having to design some kind of scientific thing.
Yeah.
They will narrate and move the plot, since nothing is explained.
Okay.
Okay, why do you have a robotic arm laying around in case you need one? They talk scientific gibberish. Scar King's whip controls the ice lizard. How? You know what it felt like? You ever see those penguin documentaries?
Yeah.
Yeah, the voiceover with the penguin.
Yeah,
okay. That's
usually
how they...
some British guy doing it. Though.
Yes. Well, they needed a British guy because these scientists, they're coming off like penguin documentaries, basically helping you understand why this is going on and why for the 50th time a penguin jumps in the water. I have no idea. And it just becomes really annoying as they narrate. Next, how could a full tribe of Iwis, that's her people, all right, and a full tribe of apes have gone unnoticed until now? There are these full tribes.
It's Hollow World, right?
Well, yeah, but, and you never noticed them?
It's
she
hollow.
Thought she was alone.
It's hollow.
Kong thought he was alone.
It's hollow, Andy.
Yeah, it's hollow. All right. the comedic characters, they fall well short of being really funny, and that's a big problem. If you're going to have comedic characters, hey, you know, have Jack Black in Jumanji, okay? Have somebody who knocks it out of the park.
They do not.
They're poorly written. They're poorly drawn. They're just lousy. This is awful. Laughable implausibility. they just happen to be developing a mechanized brace for Kong. And they're available in Hollow Earth.
Come
Seriously?
On, Andy, of course.
No, not of course. Okay, I can stretch so far. You know, I go into these kinds of movies literally turning off my brain and getting it down to one brain cell. That was too much.
Got it.
You know, I had to turn that one off too. Next, if all of Gia's people are telepathic, why is she so special? Why is she the child of destiny? Why can't any of them take on the destiny? Why?
Good
There's
question.
No answers. They don't answer anything. And overall, John, this film is more juvenile than the Transformers movies. I'm not kidding. This is totally for 6 to 12-year-old boys. I came out of this. This is one of the hardest movies I've ever had to review. Why? Because it's great for one demographic and awful for others.
Got it.
So I'm going to give it two kind of different scores. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Rotten Tomatoes, they split down the middle too, 54%. I think they were struggling too. There's stuff to like and stuff to hate. By the way, when I came out of the movie, you had people walking out of there just like, that was awful. Why did I go through this? And then I saw these 6 to 12-year-old boys, and there were a number of them.
And they're loving it.
Oh, yeah. They're going, oh, did you see the uppercut when he did this? Uh-huh. And did you see this? And did you see this? And you... This movie was, I believe it was
for them.
I believe it was written by them, John.
Ah.
I'm not sure. It was like a cartoon. And I mean the kind of with paper, like you're right. Opening up, you know, a comic book. It was like that and put to a movie.
Okay.
It was ridiculous. Quality, I'm going to go two scores. One star, we'll do that for general audiences. So that's the score. One star. I was bored out of my mind. I was banging my head on the cushion behind me. Thank goodness it was padded. I was just like, please end this. End my suffering. For that demographic, though, for 6 to 12-year-old boys, I'm going to give it 5 stars. It is everything they would ever like. All right? Not even 6 to 12-year-old girls, although they can be pretty violent, too, let's be honest. But, no, this is for one demographic and pretty much no one else. Political, 3. Moral, religious, 3. It's right down the middle. It doesn't preach at you at all, and that is the one saving grace. This is one of the worst big action movies I have seen in years. But it had, I mean, the reason I am giving it 1 star is just the visuals were incredible.
All right.
So there you go.
Gino's Auto Service is next. Get your vehicle serviced or repaired, either one, at Gino's Auto Service. Find him at ginosautoservice.com, and Gino's is with a J.
Have you had your oil changed recently? Take advantage of savings on Gino's oil change service this month. Gino's semi and full synthetic oils protect your car's engine. Old oil gets less effective at lubrication and absorbing the heat of your engine. Gino's complete lube service includes 5 quarts of oil, a Napa Gold oil filter, and 35-point digital inspection. Importantly, our oil change service is done by trained ASC technicians, which is not always the case at Quick Lube businesses. We offer loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when it's ready. Visit us online to schedule an appointment. Gino's is a Napa Gold member and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. At Gino's, we know a well-maintained vehicle will take care of you, and it all starts with consistent oil change service. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, and they are Rheem Certified Pro Partners, but they can work on all of the other systems that are out there as well. They've got great financing also. Find them today at klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising. As the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes. So that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro Partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right. right. Dr. Scott Faulkner, who would love to be your doctor, give him a call today. Really, he can do anything. He's not limited to what your typical insurance company would, any insurance company, by the way, would say, or Big Pharma, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to Big Pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations now to serve you, Boulder and Fort Collins. You can get your vehicle fixed there as well. RidgelineAutoBrokers.com is how you find him.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Question of the day yesterday, what creature can live for weeks without its head before it starves to death? That would be the infamous cockroach. It can live for weeks without its head before eventually dying from starvation. Jeez.
Well, I guess missing your head would be a problem.
No wonder they're so awful.
You know, it'd be an advantage if you went to Godzilla times Kong.
True.
You'd like it more.
True. Some say that they'll actually be one of the only survivors of a nuclear war.
Yeah, yeah.
Cockroaches.
That's why
Democrat cockroaches, right?
Well, yeah, it is Democrat cockroaches. Well, that's why I believe all cockroaches are part of the conspiracy of nuclear war.
Oh, there you go.
All right,
today's question of the day.
Go ahead.
Name the 2018 Christian film that earned 12 times its budget.
Oh, that's too easy.
So there you go. Answer that one on the RushToReason.com website.
I'll just say that I gave it 4.5 stars, remember?
Okay. There you go. So 2018 Christian film that earned 12 times its budget. By the way, that means it did very, very well. All right, real quick, if you didn't hear, there was an election of sorts, I want to say, was it last night, Andy, for the CD4?
Right.
I guess you would call it an election to determine who would actually be on the Republican side of the ticket going
into
that election.
Right, it's with
the vacancy election
committee, which is actually very extensive. It's a large group.
Right.
And they had to have vote after vote after vote after vote until they finally decided who the candidate will be for the GOP in 4, and it is Greg Lopez.
So congratulations, Greg. He'll do a fabulous job for the state of Colorado for not very long because he'll be elected most likely in end of June, June 25th. So time it's all said and done, July, August, September, October, November, December. That's it.
Right. He'll serve until the 20th in January.
Correct. And then whoever wins the
primary on the 25th as well will be the one running in November.
Which most likely will be the one that would replace him in January.
Exactly. Well,
and he has said that he's not going to be that person that runs on the primary side.
I wonder why.
Beats a heck
out of me. Because he was running. And then now he's decided, no, he just wants to do this little stint.
I can't answer that. I guess maybe we'll try to interview him and ask us. I like Greg, by the way. Greg would come on and talk to us. I'd probably explain that.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
I have no idea.
I'm really surprised, though, because he would have been in the top three or four. And definitely now that he's gotten the nod, you know, to be the guy who can go for this six-month term.
You're liable to clean house and just win the whole thing anyways.
So I'm really surprised.
I can't answer that. I have no idea, but he's not going to throw his name into the hat on the primary side, so his name will not be on the ballot at all in November if you don't do that, right?
Well, yeah, you're right. I'm going to predict that he does get some write-ins, though,
at
on
convention?
The 25th, yeah, at the assembly.
Convention, assembly, same thing.
Yeah. Well, with the primary.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
The assembly's coming up that shortly, but yeah.
So even on the primary ballot, they'll write his name in.
I think some will.
I think you're probably right on that one.
There will be a push.
How many? I don't know. You know what? You just said something I hadn't really thought about.
Yeah, it won't be enough to matter, but I just expect it.
I have no idea why, but for those of you maybe that have been following that, yes, that is the news that came out today because that happened, I believe, late last night. Maybe the wee hours of today even is when all that.
Right.
Finally took place, and he is the person that will replace Ken Buck for the latter half of this year, but will not be, according to him, will not be on the ballot in November. That's what he says.
That's a stunner.
I'd throw my hat in the ring, but that's just me.
Yeah, because you were just given the inside lane.
So take it.
Okay.
And he would do, by the way, as a representative for us in Colorado, he would do a fabulous. I like Greg. He would do fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
I have no issues with him whatsoever. He would do great.
Yeah.
I would get behind that all day long. Not a problem at all. He would stay true to us in Colorado and be just fine. He's a solid conservative. Nothing wrong with Greg at all.
Well, it's going to make it easy. I mean, he's going to do the 6 months and that's it. I don't know. Maybe he will see that, though, as a stepping stone to something more. I'm not sure.
And maybe that's what he's got in mind. I don't know. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Don't forget, there's a great seminar that Al's putting on coming up on April the 6th. You can get registered for that by going to klzradio.com.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for this hour. Hour two coming up next, your favorite inspirational and or religious movies. We'll do that here just as soon as we come back. Myself, Andy, Charlie, my son Richard should join us as well. We'll be right back, though. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.